radio shows.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter on your monthly strategies for success. I am very excited because we have a fabulous guest today. Her name is June Davidson, and she's the president of American Seminar Leaders and Coaching Firm International. Our topic is, are you living with the talent you were born with? And June will show you how to discover the talent and how to enhance it. I want to give you a little bit of information about June before we begin. She's a total visionary and has years of experience and expertise as an entrepreneur. Over the years, she has made impact on countless lives. She has trained them to become successful seminar leaders and coaches. In fact, some of the top money-making seminar leaders and speakers in the country were trained and certified by June. She thinks out of the box, and her way with words helps the people she trains also look at their marketing materials with broader eyes and broader range of where they are taking their business. She was featured in a new book that Jim Rohn did last year called Rising to the Top. And some of her books are Coaching the Millionaire Within, Marketing Your Coaching Seminars with Seminars, and How to Do eBooks. She also teaches in the master's program several times a year at the University of Bucharest as an adjunct professor and is on the Board of Regents of the National Heritage Foundation, Washington, D.C. She is a member of numerous organizations, including NAFI, and she has been a platform speaker over the years at major corporations across the U.S. and has won numerous awards. I'm happy to welcome June Davidson, who also I get the privilege of working with as a partner on the ASLA Speakers Bureau, and her website is www.asla.com. Welcome, June. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great, Robbie, and yourself?
I am fabulous.
And wow, what an introduction. I'm not sure if I've done all that, but it sounds fabulous to me, too. Thank you for that.
I know that you've done some,
I had
the experience of being with you when we did a training for a big financial company, and it was just extraordinary to me to watch you in action of picking right into some of the attendees and making them realize their talent. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Thank you, Robbie, because I'll tell you, if a person will truly work and live in the talent that they're born with, and everyone has a talent, you know it when you hit it because you're not working, and it all runs very smoothly for you. I'm going to give you a couple of people and show you names of people will recognize. For instance, let's take Bill Gates. Bill Gates is a high creator. If he had not had at least three other people with different talent, he would not have been successful because he didn't go out and make the deals to sell his packages. He did not do the marketing. He just sat in his garage in the beginning and just used his computer and made those wonderful pieces of software that we still use today. And he's made billions. So his talent is a high creator. Oprah Winfrey is what we call a star. She has never created a product, but she has made her money promoting other people. She promotes the book, she promotes the product, she promotes the people. And this has been her success because she is a star. Then we have people like Donald Trump. He makes all of his money making deals, one deal right after the other. His money is made in deal making. So that's the talent he has. And Warren Buffett, he just takes money to make money. And he continues because it is a talent. One more I'll mention is Ray Kroc. He bought a hamburger stand and put it into a system. The system is duplicatable. So when they actually hit the stride of their talent, they did not go outside their talent. They brought other people in to do the other work that they had talent in. So the success is knowing your talent, living and working in your talent, and working with other people that have different talents.
Well, June, how does somebody, if they, you know, not everybody really understands what is their talent. You know, they think they know, but to really, I remember when I took the the thing that you gave me to find out what my talent was, and it was amazing because it really pinpointed me. But
yes,
it brought some information to me that I didn't know. But as I read it, I said, "Wow, that is me."
Yes, it is, because Robbie is a true star. She promotes everybody else, and she goes down the side of the spectrum and is the greatest supporter you'll ever have. So therefore, her talent lies in promotions and supporting other people. And you're fabulous at this, Robbie. And it's not work. It's just who you are and who you were born in life to be, and that's living in your talent.
So how does the other thing that I thought was very important is that you were showing some examples of, like, the problem a lot of people do is they think they have to do everything, but they really don't, because if they surround themselves with the talents they're not strong in, then they have a great team. So why don't you give some examples of what that means?
That means that when you work in your talents, say, for instance, I'm a high creator. If everybody'd leave me alone, I'd just sit here and create. In fact, I've been creating workbooks today, and I love it, and create and train other people to create. But I can't do anything with it after I create it. So somebody such as yourself does the promotion and does the supporting for the team. However, both you and I, Robbie, need a person that is in a system and detailed. Just you and I can't do it, just the two of us. Now, what we need is a systems person that can take what we do, duplicate it into a system, and we also need a money person because you're not grounded and I'm not grounded. We live in a wonderful, beautiful world with great people. The grounded people are very detailed and very oriented into handling and knowing where the money goes and being able to put what we do into a system. So if a person is a systems person, now then they've got to find somebody to market the system. They've got to find also somebody that will make their deals. So when they have those talents, they've got a truly successful business.
So
to have a successful business, go ahead.
I remember once you said that, you know, they can skip. Why don't you explain what each of the talents are and what they mean, and then how they would, you know, they don't need to have, what is it, 8 or 9? They don't have to have all of them if they have a mix of 4 or 5 or something like that?
That's right. There are 8 talents. And if you skip every other talent and pull that into the realm of what you're doing, here's the reason why, Robbie. When you took the test and I took the test, you are high star, yet you are a strong supporter. Your strong strength is in being a star. Mine is in creation, which I put it into a system. So a creator needs to have the support that you have. They also need to have a trader or somebody on the bottom with the money. And then going up the other side, they need to have somebody see the entire big picture, which is called the Lord. The Lord can see things and put the puzzle pieces together. And then I just stay creating, you just stay promoting and supporting, and then we bring the other two people in. So there are 8 spectrums, and it's every other one.
What are the 8 spectrums, and what do they mean?
Okay, at the top, if you drew a square, if the people listening will just draw a square, and if you'll start over on the left side of the square, that's what we call a systems person. In the middle is a creator. On the other corner, the right corner, is a star. Going down the system, on the right side is the supporter. At the bottom is a deal maker. Across the middle is the trader, the accumulator, and up the other side is the Lord. So take, like, if you're a high creator, I need a supporter. I really need a supporter and someone that will help promote it. So I would need that. Then I could skip the deal maker, pick up a trader that could take the money and trade it for talent or trade it for whatever needs to be. And then I also need someone that can see the big picture. I'm a visionary and I can see it, but you've got to manage it. The Lord is like they manage the estate. So it's easy when you know and understand And when you know what you're doing is you feel you're comfortable and you'll just do it and do it and you do an excellent job.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you where it's amazing that you can ask somebody a few questions. And I was wondering, Janet, you're on board with us. Would you be interested in just letting June ask you some questions and see how she comes up with it on your talent?
Oh, my goodness, I would be honored. I was sitting there right in my square a minute ago thinking, what's me?
Okay, so, why don't you take Janet and see what you come up with.
Okay, having listened to her just a little while before and giving you very specific instructions, my feeling is that she knows how to operate inside a system and can practically build one. Now, I need to ask you, though, Janet, if you could just do one thing all day long and you're not working and you just love it and it's your dream, what would it be?
Very specifically?
Yes.
Work on a computer of some way, shape, or form.
Okay, Robbie.
Talking with people.
Uh-huh. You're a systems person. You were able to walk Robbie through a system. A computer, if you're not creating programs and software, computer comes back into the system. Now, in the system, you also have some creator. You probably could do like book covers and take all the stuff out of the computer and make wonderful things with it. That goes over into a creator. But you are a high detail systems person, which is fantastic. Is that right?
You're not kidding. As long as but, you know, it's funny. Systems for people is what I like.
Yes.
Like, I wouldn't necessarily get it. Yeah, I wouldn't like necessarily building the computer program. I would want to solve a problem for someone. That's what I'd love to do.
Right. Well, let's go back to Ray Kroc and McDonald's. He systematized the people as well as the food. But everybody is trained exactly the same way. When you fix the system, it works, doesn't it, Janet?
Yes, it does. It's funny. I had a boss years ago that every system we had to build had to be repeatable, predictable, and scalable.
That's just what we talked about. That's just exactly what – that's your talent.
Wow.
And see, somebody else needs to promote that, or you need to take what Robbie and I do and put it in the system.
She's also great with people, and people love her because she's so warm and gracious, and she's totally a heart person. And she's so interested in making a difference in the lives of others, you know.
Yeah. But you see, look at the system she's put up on this radio talk show. That's a system, and it duplicates for all of us, and it makes us successful.
Oh.
So she loves it when she makes us successful, don't you, Janet?
I really, really do. I really do. Yeah. But you're right. It is a system. You're right. Because I had to build something that was repeatable for a large group of people.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, in dealing with the large group of people you're dealing, you know, there are four different kinds of people. Those that love the ABCs, those like me that need the A and Z, and those that need pictures. But you've created so that it covers no matter what they are, they can understand it, which is magnificent.
Yeah, and me, I just walk in and say, Janet, do it. Because it's her magic, Robbie, and it is such magic. It's magic.
Let me ask you a question, June. So, you know, I know when I was in the corporate world, we did like Myers-Briggs tests and those kind of things to find out who you were and what your strengths and preferences were. But for somebody in the workplace, particularly the women entrepreneurs out there who are a big part of our listening audience, how do you know or how do you deal with the customers that may not have the same strengths that you have? So I know you have to build a team, but what about the customers who have different things than you? Because similar to what Robbie said, I have radio show hosts that are all over the map.
Okay, then you listen in to what your customers are saying, and you know how to come back so that they understand it. For instance, I live with my head in the clouds. So, and as you were directing Robbie, I could probably find it, provided it's all at the top. So therefore, you've got to listen to me, and you've got to do the shifting for me. So, and this is the beauty of it. There's another course I've got to write. Roger Bailey and he just totally disappeared off the face of the earth in Australia, and he wrote a wonderful, wonderful book. And you can pinpoint people by listening to what they say as to how they're thinking.
Yeah, I remember you used some of that technique when we did that big workshop for that financial group. I mean, I remember it was so funny because I still remember the little gal that by the time she was done, she was amazed because at first she was just terrified. But when you asked her the right questions, by the time it was done, she said, oh, my God, you're right. That is my audience.
Yeah, but you see, you got to listen. And another thing, Janet and Robbie, you listen beneath the words. There's a sound and a vibration, and I'm doing some work around that. The power is not in the word. Everybody says the power is in the word. Power is only the word of God. This is where it started. The power is in the vibration of the speaker.
So give us some examples of that.
Well, when I asked Janet and she hit what, oh, my goodness, yes, you could hear a vibration different. Had she said to me using words like, you know, well, I'm not really sure about this. There's a different vibration. But she came out with a positive energy, and when you listen to it, you can pick up the energy. So it's not in just the words. It's listening, what I call listening beneath the words. And that's what I did with that little girl, Kate, and I could hardly get her to speak up. But I had to listen to everything she said because she didn't have any power in the beginning anyway until we hit it. And then she shifted.
So what if you have strengths that you're not using or you don't know you're using? What if people are in the wrong job?
Oh, they need to get out of it.
How do they know that's what the problem is?
Okay, there is a test. I can almost pinpoint people talking to them, but this is Eastern wisdom, and I've written a whole course around it. It's called the Wealth Dynamic Profiling. There is a test you can take online. We were having some problems with the link, but if people will call me, I will get, you know, Bo to set up a direct link
to it.
Well,
give them your phone number now while we've got it in there.
Okay, 800 801-1886 and 888-244-2240. Is that my other one, Robbie?
No. 888-244-4420.
Yeah, my other one that always answers is 888-244-4420. That's the best one to reach me on.
Okay, you're not going to answer that?
But you know, give us some more examples about the listening, because I think that's really important. I remember one time, I just want to share this example. I have a friend that lives in Fort Bragg, and you know that I'm very multitask. I can do 20 things at the same time.
Yes.
And she called me one day, and you know, she said, is it a good time? I said, sure. And I'm doing all these things, and she said, I don't think it's a good time. You know, you seem to be busy. And I said, Janet, I hear everything you're saying. She's a person that she felt if I didn't stop everything and totally listen to her, that I wasn't listening.
Okay, with those people, you have to stop everything.
Right.
Because they can't think, they cannot think on the level that you're multitasking on, and you're creating all sorts of energy that they can't intake. That's the vibration.
And also my client, and you know him, the Carlsbad area, he also can only, I have to give him one thing at a time because he doesn't like to have a lot of things.
So
you know, you and I, we can throw out 27 different conversations at the same time and know exactly what we're talking about.
That's true, but when you come across somebody else, this is listening beneath the words. You've got to stop what you're doing, and key words will say, in other words, they're usually... they got blinders on, they're focused on one thing, and if you shift them, they go off base because they can't keep up with you. So therefore, to really learn to communicate, here's what we do. We have our difficulties when we get into our similarities, and we put meanings on their words, but we put our own meanings. When you say something to me, I put my meanings on your words. And when I say something to you, you put your meanings, and it may not be the same as I'm saying. So So what we need to do is come to a meeting of our meanings, which means that, okay, I understand what you're saying to me. I will do one thing at a time. That way you're meeting, or you say, look, can you do this while I'm doing something else? So you got to have a win-win situation and meet in the middle, so to speak. So there's a lot of people, and it drives me nuts if they're really slow, because I want to put words in their mouth.
I'm the same way.
I am too.
No. But I'm writing another course. This wonderful book was given to me, and it's this man passed away a long time ago. Now, he doesn't even have it made in what I picked up in my mind that it has to be done. And even Les Brown told me, Robbie, when, you know, we went back east with him, that he's writing something on the power of words. I said, the words don't have any power. We didn't get a chance to go into it. But I'll tell you the most wonderful story. It's in mythology. And this will sort of tell you what it is. When God picked up that awful-looking clay and he made man out of the clay, and that clay body is standing there, none of his free spirits wanted to go in that clay body. They didn't want anything to do with it because they'd lose their freedom. So God thought, oh, what have I got to do? I mean, we've got to give this man life. So he called on his angels, and he called on them to sing beautiful melodies with their words. And through the melodies with their words and what they had to say and the song and the vibration, man entered the body of that hunk of clay. So it's just beautiful. God couldn't do it with his words because the spirit knew it would lose its freedom. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, it is. So Janet, you got any more questions for Miss Junie? She's very creative.
Well, you know what's interesting to me is how what you're saying applies to both life and to business.
Yes.
And that you can, I couldn't help but would kind of take it beyond the business mode that we first talked about, but it's also a different way to deal with your family, your friends,
mm-hmm.
your loved ones, that if you, a lot of conflict might be resolved if people could understand this, I guess is what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
in a roundabout way, but is that true, do you think?
Absolutely. And here's what one of the people, and she's the minister at Crystal Cathedral, when she went through, here's what we worked out, and I just love it. Here's the relationship with people. Like, for instance, if you meet a fella and you think, oh, he's my soulmate, it isn't true. He's your playmate. And until you get through the stalemate with anybody, I don't care who they are, family or who they are, because they're different from you. If you can get through the stalemate of understanding and the meanings back on the words, you found a soulmate. You can create in your family members your soulmate. But you got to go through the stalemate, which is communications and understanding you're different from me. And if you get through that stalemate, you have got it made. That person is yours for life. And you can hear Robbie. You'd think we're fighting sometimes, Robbie and I. But we understand it. And we're soulmates.
That's
true.
If
somebody could hear us, sometimes they'd think we were, you know, never speak to each other again.
Yeah.
But we're getting through a stalemate, Janet. And I'm putting my meanings on her words, and doggone it, she puts meanings on my words. And
yeah,
I
even have her using a cell phone this year.
Yeah, and sometimes I just hang up.
Let's talk that through. You guys are great. Because, you know, it's funny you say that, June, because as you guys were going back and forth earlier in the call, I thought, are they going to argue with each other on the radio? And I thought, they don't care.
We just might. But what
you
we're
know,
doing.
The nice part of that is honoring each other. You know what I mean?
Yes.
We each have a right to an opinion.
Yeah.
Regardless.
Yeah. And we're getting to an understanding of the meanings of our words together. So we're just trying to put them all together.
Right.
And it's so much fun when you release it. What you want to do is is release it. You don't want to take negative energy within yourself because it festers. And I say don't swallow the poison that somebody else is dishing out.
Yeah, and I agree with that because some of the things, you know, you and I are, and also Janet, we're all around lots of women. We show up lots of places, and sometimes some of the women, the problems of their low self-esteem is the fact that somebody, you know, maybe they got really excited about an idea and they told their best friend or a member of their family, and that person said, oh, that's such a dumb idea. Well, see, I don't believe there are any dumb ideas. I believe it's all a matter of timing. And, you know, maybe something doesn't work today, but a week from now it may be the perfect idea.
See,
and
that's
what I love
about Robbie. I can dish out all sorts of ideas.
No,
very creative.
Yeah, June is filled with ideas. I've never seen anybody be able to take a book or anything and create a whole course based on the book or just come up with an idea and write a whole book about it. One of the things I think is really incredible, there are so many people today who are caregivers and taking care of people with dementia or Alzheimer's. She took a book that Dr. Bresky wrote, and why don't you tell him a little bit what that you did for him on that?
Well, all he was doing was lecturing, and when you truly want to teach somebody something, you have to be able to put it into a format where they participate. The more participation you have in learning, the more you take ownership. If somebody's just lecturing at the front of the room, the mind can shift out and go someplace else. But if I say to you, Janet, on page 10, there's some things here we need to go over together, and I fill in the blank. So I will take and look at the meat of something, and then I can vision and see how to put it into a workable program that everybody has to work on it. For instance, I did a lot of the doctors at Kaiser, some of the workbook, and I knew nothing about it, and they were talking about, you know, the knee and what went on in the knee and the operation. Well, all of a sudden, I could see, why don't we put that up on a form, and because everybody has different ideas, we'll say about this point, what is your idea if so-and-so is happening, and they have to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because I tell the doctors, all they did was lecture. They didn't learn a thing. It was all stuffed in their head until they cut open their first cadaver.
Yeah, that's one thing I've learned from June, is because I have so much knowledge in my brain that, you know, I've been doing seminars for a long time. But since we started doing a lot of them together, she always says, we got to do a handbook. So now I've learned the importance of why we need to do that. But I always come in screaming and yelling.
Oh, yeah, she does. I don't do it that way. I said, well, it's okay, but the other people do. And Robbie does wonderfully well with it because she can fill in what she wants to fill in, which is their story and why it happens. You don't have to stay on, you got to stay on the same page, but it's a wonderful way because now everybody in the class is working out, fill in the blanks, or we're working on something where we partner up. It's just beautiful. I worked with Dr. Jeanette Voss, who wrote the book, The Learning Revolution. She got almost expelled out of our school systems. She was one of the first ones to take them outside to learn biology and pick up whatever it was they needed and take it back in the room to examine it or examine it on the spot, because her belief was you don't just get it out of a book. You take ownership, and she went through all the training I did to, you know, put things in a seminar format. So it was a wonderful experience knowing that that's accelerated learning.
And one of the things that June is really adamant about, and also me, we need to see more women on big, huge platforms. I mean, whenever you see a lot of the huge things, you're seeing all the top guys. But there are some fabulous women that should be out there on huge platforms as well. June used to travel a lot and be on platforms, and there have been some women, but it's still not a woman's world in that area.
Well, you see, here's the funny thing about it. Women will start to create something for all women. The next thing you know, they pull in a man. And so, therefore, you'll look at the big platforms, very seldom do you see a woman. So, and you know, we saw this at Womanaire Extraordinaire, and we saw that the other day where Les Brown. Why don't we honor, if we've got a woman's group, We don't need to go bring in a man. Honey, we got clout and we got power. Use it.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think so many people, so many women do kind of ruin the groove of things like that?
Well, number one, they look at the speaking platform, and men started doing this long before women were even allowed out, so to speak. So there are a lot more men that have blazed the trails, but women think that by having a man that has a name there, it's going to help them. Well, if you're empowering women, we don't need men to empower us. We need other women to empower women.
Do you think that the women entrepreneurs today understand that?
No. Very few of them understand it. Now, Robbie and I are both really, truly, we are geared toward promoting women, and that's exactly what we want to do. The reason I think they don't understand it, because they don't see enough women out. When they start seeing the women out, and I heard the other day, I went to Rich Dad, Poor Dad, they were having another preview, and of course, Kiyosaki's wife, Kim, started about 4 years ago a woman's division, but it has not been completed and moved forward. And the division, of course, is teaching them investing in real estate. Women are really good at that, but they haven't moved it forward. It's just sitting on the shelf. So Robert Kiyosaki, being the strong one that wrote the book, she just needs to separate herself from him and create nothing but a platform with women speakers, and that has never been done.
Huh. Do you think it's going to come?
Yes, and I'd like to see us do it. Yes, Robbie, because we have wonderful women speakers.
Looks like you got another job to do, really, Robbie.
Yeah, because she's an excellent event planner, and I just train the people.
You just train the people.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. So let's get back to the test. How long does it take for when they take the test, and what is the cost, and how long does it take before they get the results?
Okay, the test is $100, and you get immediate results. We were having some problems with a link, but I'm sure Bo can straighten it out. So you go through a test, and you don't really know what you're answering. It's not like an intellectual-type test. It's questions that from different phases until it gets to, okay, this is in this category and this is in that category. And it's a piece of software that has been developed and a test around that Roger Hamilton wrote the book and the Wealth Dynamic Profile and gave me, you know, permission to take it and run with it to teach it because he's from Singapore. So it's fabulous. He's done a fabulous job. And the beauty of it, Robbie, is not just finding your own talent, but there's negativity in your talent as well as the positive side. But it also, and then you work on releasing the negative, but it also tells you how to work with other talents and how you can best utilize together. So when you know that I didn't know I had any negative talents, I never thought that would happen, but there's a negative to all things. We can't all stand in positive light all the time. So when we know that, we start to minimize what it is that is part of the negative side of it so it does not come up. But we also know that if we're working with somebody else in a talent, we might see some of the negative side come up, but we start pushing and working with that wonderful positive side, and we don't swallow the poison from the negative output. So that's how we create a wonderful relationship.
I see.
Does that make
So how long does a test take? And
You can finish it in probably 15 to 30 minutes.
And then how long before they get the results back?
Immediately.
So, again, they can call you and give them the number again.
800-801-1886.
Okay. And the other thing is, I know that, tell us a little bit about what you do in your training classes to certify seminar leaders and coaches. What is the whole concept, and when is your next class?
The next class is the last week of March on a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in Pasadena, and the course consists of the The one thing that you really must do before you do a seminar is get yourself niched into a target market. That's what I did from the platform with Kate. She was all over the page. So the first thing we do is we introduce the seminar business, what it's all about. Then we start to work and niche a person down because they cannot write a seminar. They can't write their brochure. They can't talk about it until they know the audience they're going to speak to. You would speak to an audience of seniors, totally different than your brochure, totally different in what you deliver than you would if you were working with a young married couple with small children. People think, oh, I've got something that's good for the world. It might be. But if you don't speak to somebody, the whole world's not going to listen. People know that you've got to really, truly specialize. So in the specialty that you do, even if we can micro-niche, you know, micro-niche. In fact, Kate, that I micro-niched down, it got down to where it was Asian women attorneys when I finished with her.
And she
but
was
it
so
didn't
excited.
Start
I remember that.
That. See, it didn't start that way, and I had to ask her a series of questions to get her there. So the first thing is we niche you, and then we start to position you in the marketplace. Then one full day, which is really intense, is writing the seminar. Now that you're niched, you've got to get your modules of your seminar. You've got to know what the benefits are. You've got to know how to put activity in. And it's that part is a true system. Then we go into marketing, and we go into the brochure, and I love to do those brochures. I mean, I like
the color. I remember all the time you're always talking about the color of what your niche is really important as well.
Yes, because, for instance, the mindset is already here in the world. You see those little blue and white signs with H on it on the freeways. We know it's the hospital. It's automatically that blue and white are our caring colors. White is a pure color, and always when you use white, it is clean. We also know that the Internet is blue because that's just like it's out in the sky and out in the world. So it's the blue carries the loving color. Red is high energy to the point that if you use too much of it, it becomes anger. So you have to be careful with your use of reds. And then yellow and black are the most outstanding combination of colors. You'll see highway signs. It's easy to read. Yellow is the happy color. It's happiness. It's the sun. It's the happy color. And the pinks go in again to the softness, the feminine side of things. Green is money and life. But it's two different colors of green. I don't know why the banks ever got away from using marble green that looked like marble, because marble itself says it's a foundation, it's strong, it's solid, it's not purple and whatever colors they put with them now. So if they would go back to using that marble green with some gold in it, you know, trimmed with gold, that says money. Elegance, black and gold, is a very elegant put together color combination.
Also, I know that one of the great things, you know, everybody wants to do a book, and one of the great things that you offer through your courses is that by the time they leave, they have an e-book, and then they put in their own verbiage. So tell a little bit about that.
Well, the designing day, when you write a seminar, you're writing the chapters of your book, you're creating the audio sections in an audio file, and therefore, if you complete it and put who your audience is, there's a lot of work still you need to do. So, for instance, I'll just take, say, the stress course that we've written. It's a generic type stress course. Stress is stress, and I already have a workshop on it. So, for instance, stress of a caregiver is different from stress of a taxi cab driver. Even though the same stressors are coming up, you're going to speak differently about it.
So even because, like, stress in the corporate world is different from stress in the entrepreneurial world.
That's exactly it. And one of our people that works with the ADD and the ADDH, stress is different with them. In fact, they put a lot of stress on other people. So you've got to take your targeted audience and build everything for their thought processes. So that was the one we did in organizing, and now we're doing time management for the ADHD. That's Evelyn's field. So when we get somebody that's niched down that narrowly, I love it.
But so you have like a group, you know, numerous e-books that can fit many, many categories, and then they take it and put their own words in to enhance the book, right? And then what happens?
Right. We have courses such as goal setting, high achievement selling, stress, and the one that I did with Jim Rohn, the challenge to succeed. We kicked that off with the challenge to succeed for women. So therefore, the verbiage then was put around how would women, the challenge to succeed and what women would do. Goal setting for real estate people would be certainly different from goal setting for a happy family life.
Yeah, well, it's just like that topic we did for the, what was it, all the verbiage we put together for that, for the
finance. Networking for women and networking?
No, we did the financial services event.
Oh, well, that was a brand new one we put together, which was exciting.
Contact.
Yeah, but it's called Success Up.
Right.
And the first one is they have to niche themselves, and then they have to show up. The show up is all about, you know, what you do and say they got to do. And then the next one is speak up. That's me. And then the next one is social, which is how you follow up with a person. And creating all of this makes success up.
Yeah, and then we also included all the places they need to show up, which was, I remember we even told them about the Diva Toolbox, that was a great place for them to be.
Yes.
Thank you. Can I ask a question to the both of you?
Yeah.
May I ask a question? Because I could sit here and listen for hours to both of you, and I'm jotting things down left and right. And, you know, I'm a new entrepreneur. I've only been at this for 2 years. Before that, I was in corporate America.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I kind of make it up as I go. But what's interesting to me is how did you learn so much? Is it life experience? Is it business experience? I mean, the two of you together are like an MBA course, for crying out loud, you know? And to listen to you, how do we as new entrepreneurs start to gain some of this knowledge on our own? Because we can't always go to every single class. Like, what do you know now that you didn't know then?
Well, of course, I was in real estate before I'll give you, and Robbie was in corporate. But we always had what we have now, the talent that we carry on with, but we've expanded it, and now we're going to put it into teleclasses where we can record it and anybody can listen.
One of the things that I think is important is, first, you know, you need to identify what it is that you want to increase your knowledge in, and then show up and surround yourself around those kind of people because you can learn from them. I learned so much from people, and I remember years ago, Faith Popcorn wrote a book about, the Popcorn Report, and in it she said you should always look for a mentor above where you are, and so that is a great thing, and most people are honored to be mentors, and then there's a point where you learn enough from that mentor that you've got to reach higher again, and I think that's how I've learned. I mean, when I left corporate America, I had no idea. And there was times when I started my business, my own kids told me to go get a regular job. But I never gave up because I really believed I could do it, and I did. But, I mean, if I would have listened to them, I would have gone out and looked for another job.
Uh-huh.
So I think you just need to find those powerful women that, you know, bring in the skills that you want to become better at. We all have, I think, a little bit of all of them, but we excel in, like June said, in some more than the others. And we don't need to be the expert because we can use them as a sounding board. I think finding a team of women that you can run ideas by are great, and they love to share their input. Don't you think, June?
Oh, I know they do. And there's one networking group that I just started, what a lot of people call the hot seat, but a person will come to the front of the room, a woman or whomever, and they'll give their challenges. What are you challenged with to get over in your business? For instance, Janet, right now if we asked you the question, what are the challenging issues that you've got going on right now? Robbie and I could probably give you answers to that through a brainstorming process of just input, and then you'll intake what you need to do. Mm-hmm. It's a system again.
Okay, so if we talk about the system for, you know, I'd love to have you back on my show because I think this is the kind of practical advice that so many women need. Or send me an email with the courses that you're going to send. What people don't understand is where to go for advice. Where to trust somebody. Because there's so many different ways to do a few things.
Mm-hmm.
And you just get to a point where it's almost overwhelming. You just almost get paralyzed by all the ideas that people have about doing it this way, doing it that way.
But you got to go with your gut. You got to say, when the ideas come out, does this feel good to you? It's not that I live with my gut, and I think I've been working with June on going with her gut because the gut never lies. The gut tells you if it's right or wrong.
Yeah, I live in the clouds, and I really do, Janet. Robbie says because I look at every. I can't tell. Robbie can tell about people, and I don't even know. I just live in a different place.
Yeah, I'm very lucky. When I meet somebody, I know immediately.
I don't know anything.
I think what it is I always say the mouth says never sing many things, but the eyes never lie. So the eyes are the window of the soul. So, you know, when you meet somebody, look in their eyes, and your gut will tell you, is this somebody you really want to do business in and take the time and expand? Are they people that really care about you, or do they really just want to get involved with you because you have so many connections or you can do this and that? What are they willing to do back? Because it's a give and take.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point because I have had so much of that myself that, you know, I tend to trust people and you lose trust as opposed to, you know, you have to earn it with me. You automatically get trust with me. And so many people, they do. They just want to exhaust you with their requests.
Yeah,
and particularly as women who we want to help everyone, you know.
Right, but see, I think it's, you know, there's a lot of times I feel, and June is the same way. We'll help somebody, and maybe that person isn't a person that can give back to us, but they'll talk about us to other people, and you know, it's interesting because sometimes it stays forever. I was giving you an example where I served on the Women's Commission in Riverside for 5 years, and I've been gone a couple years, yet I got a call to help with this fundraiser, and one of the women that's on the committee is on the current board, and she said, they never stop talking about you. And I said, well, I hope it's good. She said, it's excellent. But see, you can have an impact, even if you're not there. If you've been there to make a difference, and they know it's not all. It's not about us. It's about what we can do for others. Don't you agree, June?
Yes, and what we can do together.
Right.
The back together of my card. Yeah, the back of my card says this is my favorite quote. Alone we can do so little. Together we can do so much. Helen Keller. That is what I live by.
Well, talking about together, I'm excited about this together cruise that we've put together.
Oh, yes.
For Halloween. I've never been on a cruise on Halloween. So tell us a little bit about it, June, because you're the one that called the Royal Caribbean and made up the deal for the Splendor. 7 days.
7 days, and it's $349. That's $50 a day plus the port tax of $59. We have to book a long way out, and, of course, you have to book quickly because we don't know how, you know, if they start really to fill up, then they raise the rate. So we have a code number that you can call in.
Yeah, the code number is, you know, I have the code number right here.
Yeah, I don't have it, so you'll have
okay, the call-in number, we have our own agent. His name is Eric, and the number is 800-438-6744, extension 87020, and our group code is 36Q, like in Quebec, C like in Charlie, and then 73. And it should be fabulous fun. It's 7 days, and it's going to Cabo San Lucas. It's going to Puerto Vallarta. And what was the other place?
Mazatlan.
So it should be fun. The other thing is, we, you know, women can have a great time. Last year, 39 of us went to Italy, and we just had a fabulous time. We built solid relationships, and we had fun. And I think what happens, we're always so busy. I mean, that's the one thing that I've learned in the last year, that we have to allow time to have fun, because the next day or the next week, we're going to come back, and we're going to be more productive. I used to feel guilty when I had so much work to take time and, you know, to do stuff like that. What about you, June?
Yes, I don't feel nearly as guilty anymore, because the thing about it is, by the time I get on the ship, I'm teaching something anyway, so I'm doing what I love. I'm going to be teaching the destiny of the cards.
Oh, yeah, let me tell you, she's when we were in New York recently, we never know a stranger, but we drove to the Poconos, and we went to Molly's restaurant up there, which is kind of beautiful.
Oh, it is.
And before we left, we were on cell phones talking to people's relatives that were in the restaurant that lived in California. And it was snowing like crazy, and of course we had to get back because it was a blizzard. It was the first blizzard, so we had to drive back to New Jersey. But we have, those are the kind of things. I mean, here you are in Pennsylvania, you live in California, and you're meeting people who have friends here, so you just never know where that next wonderful person's going to be. That's why showing up to me is like a treasure map. Like, you know, Janet, I met you when I showed up and was a finalist for one of the Femtour Awards for eWomen Network. And
right.
When I met you, I said, this is a woman I really want to know. And what was really interesting is that lots of people have been after June and I to do a radio show. But you were the perfect match because you make it so easy. So tell us a little bit about, and I'm so excited because your shows, your hosts have been so successful that Blog Talk Radio is giving you your own Diva Toolbox network. So tell us a little bit about that.
I will. The first thing I have to say, $50 a day, June, what do we have to row?
Yeah, we do, honey, but I was hoping you wouldn't ask that. No, it's unheard of, and it's on the Carnival Splendor. Oh, yeah, I'll give you rowing lessons, Chet, and I'm not very good at that.
You know, our last time, I just have to throw this in quickly before you tell us about the radio. The last time we took a cruise, we were out there, and I said, we're not just going to go and cruise. We're going to do vision boards. So I carried magazines and scissors and glue, and we did vision boards. And for some of the gals that were with us, it was the first time. So when I came back, because I'm the NAFI Western and Mid-Atlantic Regional Coordinator, I emailed the NAFI national website and, you know, posted it that we had done that. And we got an email from Joy Schwartz, who I didn't know, but she was a NAFI member. And she could have lived anywhere in the world, but it turns out she lives in Marina del Rey, California. And she was paid $134,000 by a major publisher to do a book on vision boards. And so she emailed me back and told me she was doing this and said she'd like to see some of the boards some of our members had done on the cruise, so we shipped them to her, and actually one of the girls got hers on the cover, and three others got it in the book. So, you know, you just never know what's going to happen.
That's wonderful.
So, like you didn't know you were going to get your own network, right?
Right, no idea.
So tell us a little bit about it. I think it's great. I'm so excited.
I do too.
Well, you know, I had my own traditional radio show on an AM station here in Boston for the better part of a year, and it was a woman's talk radio. And the station was sold to another company, and they weren't going to have women's talk radio, and that was at the end of August. And I thought, well, what do I do now? And, of course, mm-hmm. you know me, I always look at the positive side. What's my next opportunity?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, you know what? I can do this on my own. I can still interview people. And
mm-hmm.
then I thought, why can't other women interview people? Because we have over 500 contributors to the Diva Toolbox writing articles. Women make decisions based on personal connections, referrals, and recommendations. We don't click on ads.
Right.
We make our decisions. If one of you said to me now, and if I said, I'm going to buy a widget, and both of you said, oh, careful if you buy this kind of widget because of X, Y, and Z, I may or may not buy the widget, but I'm sure as heck going to take what you say into account as I make my purchase. And I thought, what better way to do that but then to talk to each other. Because I really think that people are longing for that connection now. In a way that, you know, as you can all tell because of my accent, I grew up here in Boston. And I grew up in a section of Boston where all the moms used to sit on the stoop and all the kids would run up and down the street and into the park and play. And but all those moms had each other's backs, like you don't see anymore. And although I'll never give up my garage here in, with all the snow, I think garages have been the ruin of America. Because what used to be when I grew up, neighbor knowing neighbor, neighbor helping neighbor, now mm-hmm. we pull into our garage, we don't even know our neighbors. Not like we did.
No, we
and
don't.
I think everyone needs that connection. And I just thought, we need to talk to each other again. We need to. We can't be just reading everything. We need to talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I went into work one day and I said to my team, we're going to launch an internet radio station for women. And they all looked at me. This was like the second week in September. We are? I said, yeah, we are. And they said, do you know how to do that? I said, no. And October 4th, we launched an internet radio station. By the end of the year, we have about 90 hosts already hosting their own shows and sharing their practical advice. And mm-hmm. we knew it was growing bigger than we could support ourselves, and we really needed more sophisticated and scalable, repeatable, predictable, scalable technology.
Yep.
And Blog Talk, you know, made us a recommendation that was too good to be true, and here we are, and we're already growing bigger than we can help. And the next big thing we're going to do is we're going to launch Diva Toolbox University.
Oh, I love it.
And yeah. it's going to be a learning center where your online media success. Because what happens is women, we have limited times because we have a multifaceted life.
Mm-hmm.
And how wonderful it would be to have one place to go to find out all you need to know to have an internet radio station. All you need to know to have
right.
a video, or make a video, or have a, we're going to someday launch Diva Toolbox TV where you can put videos up too.
And all you need to know to become a seminar leader and trainer.
Exactly, exactly.
Mm, love it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And all you need to know to grow your sales.
And all
so
you need to know to have fun.
Well, you know, I know we're so excited that we're going to be starting another show with you.
Yes.
And soon come
yes.
about the show when we're starting.
Oh, are we excited?
Millionaire Mondays.
Yes. Oh, am I excited? Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know what it is? It is millionaire to be. And I want to see women become millionaires. We're going to interview women that have started with nothing, and they're not people you know that have already made the millions. We want every tip they can possibly give our women listeners. And so it's millionaire, the number 2, and the letter B. So this is, it's really exciting because my book that, and I've got to just a few pages getting it finished and it's already been edited, is Coaching the Millionaire Within. Every one of us have a millionaire inside us and we have the right to be rich.
Love it. I love
and
it.
When you embrace the right to be rich.
We're
yes.
still working on our millionaire blueprint for women that we
yes.
already have a publisher for. We just need to finish the
yes.
book.
Robin,
usually you book the book and then you get the publisher. We have the publisher and we just need to put the book together from our brain.
Yeah.
But it's I think what makes, you know, there's a lot of people that offer talk radio, but the reason I think yours and even, you know, Barbara Hoffman is one of the people that I recommended. Every time I see her, she says, oh, my God, Robbie, thank you so much. I never thought I could do it, but Janet is such a jewel that it's a pleasure. So
thank you.
I think that's what makes it different.
That makes me smile.
Right.
Well,
so we just need more people to just get the word out, and that's what we're doing because mm-hmm. I think you're going to probably have your own. You won't need Blog Talk. You'll be bigger than them.
That's right. And I'm ready. Well, I'm ready for it to happen for you.
So, June, we only have we have 1 minute. So, what would your
we do? Is that all?
Yeah,
that's
you know,
a whole hour.
Oh my.
So, what would your closing remark be to everybody?
My closing remark is truly, Robbie, let each and every person find their talent. When they live in their talent, they will be successful when they surround themselves with people with other talent and not try to do it all. That's what happens to so many of us that, you know, we won't go and get help. And if we go and can put it together and get the right help, we've got it made.
And Janet, what would be your closing tip for people?
Believe more than you fear. Believe in yourself. Don't live in fear.
And mine would be, it's all about showing up, and the power is in the asking, because you know what? Women are really bad about asking for what. Well, we are coming to a close, and I want to tell you that my show next month in March will not be the first Sunday, because I'm going to be at the Oscars, and June's going to be there with me. So my show is going to be on the second Sunday, and my guest is going to be Pamela Harper, who is very dynamic, and she's actually going to do some of the things you said, Janet, you want to have come up. She started the University of the Masters, and she is going to talk about how webinars are really important for your business. And she brings in people on the University of Masters to do webinars. And she doesn't do them all herself. She gets a variety of talent for people. So anyway, this is going to be it. So join in next show, March 14th.
Terrific. You guys were wonderful. Thank you for inviting me to join you.
Oh,
well,
we love
thank you, Robbie. And I've just enjoyed it tremendously. And thank you, Janet.
So I think we're off now, right?
No, not yet. We must have just a second. Did it say in the ear that you were off?
No, I thought somebody said something.
I didn't hear anybody say that, so I just keep talking.
I see all the callers.
My system is in the talking.
Yeah, I don't see anybody still on, so maybe they did take us off.
Okay.
All but right. It was great, and I like this three-way. I think it really is cool like this.
It was wonderful.
I
enjoyed it.
I learned so much. I just can't thank you enough.
Well, thank you, and thanks for walking me through. It made it so easy. And I think, the other question I have, how do we get it, so like because we're going to have the link on my website and my blog, if they click on it now, they'll be able to hear the show even if they missed it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. We'll do that. Okay. Thank you, June.
Good night, ladies.
Well, thank you, and good night.
All right. Take care.
And we'll talk soon. And remember, we're always here for you, Janet.
You're the best. I'm just honored to know both of you. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye. Bye.